The Wampanoag Common Lands Project is among efforts by tribes and other Native groups from the Great Plains to the Pacific Northwest seeking to repair lands altered by European colonization. A Native American conservation group in Massachusetts has received a former Catholic summer camp and is working to restore it to its natural state. Old camp buildings have been torn down, and volunteers this summer have been rooting out invasive plant species, replanting indigenous ones, and studying the area's wildlife. The Native Land Conservancy envisions a restored natural environment where Wampanoags can practice cultural ceremonies. Utah state and county officials have sued the Biden administration over the president's decision last year to restore two sprawling national monuments on rugged land sacred to Native Americans that President Donald Trump had downsized. The lawsuit filed Wednesday over Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments alleges that President Joe Biden's actions violates the authority granted in a century-old law that allows presidents to protect sites considered historically, geographically, or culturally important. President Biden announced last week that the federal government would cancel up to $20,000 each for millions of borrowers who have federal student loans. That's welcome news for many Native Americans saddled with student loan debt, a reality despite the widely believed misconception that all Indigenous students can earn a post-secondary degree for free. Student debt is a reality in Indian country, especially for Native women. On average, Native American women owe over $36,000 a year after college graduation, compared to white women who owe $34,000, according to the American Association of University Women. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.